Thank you, Madam Chair. It is to set up a process. So that process would always involve the bodies that are adopting, that have the mandate to adopt. But we establish a process in which we would not need to be thinking while updating what is the process. The process will be known, so the group will have full trust of these intergovernmental bodies that have the mandate to approve, to work on this. So it will not be sending it somewhere else for verification, because you know it will be that that body to prepare the changes for adoption. So. And of course, the adoption will happen once you know you observe the days of preparation of documents and submission to the bodies. And of course, the body may always have a question, you know, if necessary. But then you obviously know the process. There is a question. It goes back to that other body, the subsidiary body that prepared it. I think it's wise to speak about the interagency group, because we have this per definition interagency. I'm personally glad to hear that there is an example to base it on. If there is in the dangerous goods area an interagency body that even has this ad hoc modus operandi. Because you know, thinking a little bit by myself, and also exchanging with Kevin the other day, I was thinking, and also based on the experience, you know, like if there is nothing new to consider, setting up you know meetings like once a year will be maybe too many, but the moment there is an identified issue, having a meeting once a year is far too few. So in that sense, it has to have certain flexibility embedded. So so these are, I think, interesting points, but to me the most important is that if there is an example that works, that of course is something to explore and build in similar way. Because you know that is actually already offers some guarantee of success. I think I will stop here.